here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 3rd of November, 2011. The outlaw who called himself Black Bart the Poet robbed his last stagecoach on this date in 1883, a Wells Fargo stagecoach not far from San Francisco. His real name was Charles E. Bowles, born in England, moved to this country when he was an infant. He'd served in the Civil War, eventually wound up in San Francisco. He's believed to have robbed 28 Wells Fargo stagecoaches. He never fired a shot. He was afraid of horses, so he was always on foot, and he was always very polite, asking the coach drivers to please throw down your strong box, refusing to take anything from the female passengers, even if they offered them. At the stagecoach he robbed on this day in 1883, he left behind a suitcase which contained a handkerchief which bore a laundry mark, and Wells Fargo detectives tracked him down, and he was sentenced to 6 years in San Quentin prison. The last public execution at Tyburn Gallows in London took place on this date in 1783, Tyburn near the western end of what is now Oxford Street. There had been a tree there, the Tyburn tree, where criminals were hung, and people would travel from miles around to watch these public executions. But eventually the people of Tyburn decided it was not in good taste to hang people out in public in the main street of their village. And the last person to be executed from the Tyburn tree was a highwayman, John Austin, who had befriended a traveler and then robbed and killed him. It's the birthday of the playwright Terence McNally, 1939, St. Petersburg, Florida, whose first big success was in 1987 with Frankie and Johnny at the Clair de Lune, story of a cook and a waitress who find love in the diner where they both work. And it was on this day, 1957, a little dog named Laika was launched into space aboard Sputnik, the first animal to orbit the Earth. Scientists knew that she would not come back, and so one of them took her home to play with his children a few days before the launch. She died only a few hours after the launch, and after the fall of the Soviet Union, one of the scientists said he regretted having sent the dog up. He said, "The more time passes, the more I'm sorry about it. We shouldn't have done it. We did not learn enough from this mission to justify the death of the dog." Here's a poem for today by Emily Dickinson, a poem from 1863, entitled Nature, the Gentlest Mother Is. Nature, the gentlest mother is, impatient of no child, the feeblest or the waywardest, her admonition mild. In forest and the hill, by traveler be heard, restraining rampant squirrel or too impetuous bird. How fair her conversation, a summer afternoon, her household, her assembly, and when the sun go down. Her voice among the aisles, in sight the timid prayer of the minutest cricket, the most unworthy flower. When all the children sleep, she turns as long away as will suffice to light her lamps, then bending from the sky with infinite affection and infiniter care, her golden finger on her lip wills silence everywhere. Emily Dickinson's Nature, the Gentlest Mother Is. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.